This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Welcome to Betting Weekly Extra Time European Edition. You're with myself, Dan Roebuck. Senior handicapper Steve Wiss is alongside me. We can't get rid of Daniel Ifisi Keller at the moment, who's become unbeatable. A little bit like Juventus last decade. They had 9 on the spin. Daniel, you're going for 6 on the spin, but I hope you're that version of Juve rather than the previous version of Juve that had, was it one title stripped in the end? Was it 2 titles? I hope there's no.
They got two titles stripped. But yeah, hopefully nobody will strip the title.
I hope we're not going to take any away from you. You're in 2 years' time, we'll work out that somehow it went underhand. I hope not. Welcome back, Daniele, and welcome to Will White, who's back for the first time in 2024. Will, you had your own good run in December, but you've had all of January off. So winter break, training camp in Dubai. What have you been up to?
Well, no rest for the wicked in soccer betting. That's the first thing I'd say. I did manage to squeeze in a quick trip to Texas for Christmas and New Year. But yeah, very happy to be back. Good day to everyone. And let's hope we can pick some winners out.
A lot of cup football, though, Will. Is that still your remit? Are you just a league player when it comes to your bets? Or do you look at, you know, the Super Coppers and the cups around the continent?
Yeah, I do enjoy betting on the cup competitions for sure. It does throw a bit of a spanner in the works when it comes to betting on back on the domestic leagues. There are more things to consider, more factors, but yeah, I'll definitely have a go on the cups.
Steve, good to have Will back on the show. Big week, of course, across the continent as well in terms of the title race in both Italy and Spain.
Yes, welcome back to Will White. It's been quite some time, so nice to have you here. Well, Daniele again, 5 times in a row.
Well, you know what they say, Steve, a comedian or an artist meets the same crowd twice on his way up or on his way down. So I'm not sure it's nice to see you again, Will, because it all started with you 5 weeks ago.
How are you doing, Dan? Are you well? And no one ever asks you how you're doing.
No, they don't. Well, I've come accustomed to no one caring about me. So that's just the way it is. I'm fine, thank you very much. We were both across, myself and Steve, the Roma game on Monday, which got us all out of a little bit of a hole. And I know that Steve's got to play in the Monday night game as well, which we will get to at the end of the show. A reminder about the challenge, 4 plays count, including a best bet 2-unit play. And we've got a same game parlay as well. Plus, we will be looking ahead to the Inter-Juve fixture and, of course, the Madrid derby as well. Big game previews coming your way on the show this week. We're going to kick off with Steve's first pick and 2-unit play. We go to the Bundesliga for Wolfsburg against Hoffenheim, which is 9:30 a.m. Sunday. Wolfsburg even money. Hoffenheim plus 245 here. If you play the Bundesliga this season, it's been an overs league. Not so much since the turn of the year. And I'm surprised, Steve, a little bit you're going back to Hoffenheim after last week, but you are going in here with an overs play.
Yeah, my 2-unit selection is on Wolfsburg against Hoffenheim. Over 2.75 goals. It's at minus 139, so the odds are a little bit on the skinny side. But it's a 2-unit pick. So if it comes in, yeah, I want to make sure I get some sort of profit out of this game if there's exactly 3 goals. And why am I going again? Because Hoffenheim, the good thing about Hoffenheim is you know exactly how they're going to play. Nothing will ever change with Hoffenheim. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. They're wide open. They score a lot of goals. They concede a lot of goals. And last week's game should have gone over. It's as simple as that. There's no way that should have ended 1-1. At half-time, I was counting my money. And then at full-time, somehow it was a loss. But really what happened there was Heidenheim just hung on. I mean, they're one of them teams, Heidenheim. I think I'm going to have to avoid them now. They just fight like beavers, you know? It's a bit like Luton in Premier League at the minute this season. It matters so much to them. So I think it's a good clash of styles here. If you look at Wolfsburg, a lot of unders recently, 5 out of 6 games unders. But look who they've played, likes of Köln and Mainz, who are terrible at scoring goals. And Heidenheim again, who are fighting really hard. They played against Bayern Munich that ended 2-1. But they just kind of were a lot more defensive there. You know, Darmstadt, Freiburg, they're not big scorers. But finally, I think we're going to get a matchup here for Wolfsburg where they can sort of go toe-to-toe with someone. And Hoffenheim, they've lost the last 4 away, but they have won quite a lot of games on the road this season as well. I don't know which way this is going to end, Dan. Actually, wouldn't surprise me if Hoffenheim got the win. But I like over 2.75 goals at minus 139. I think the only reason we're getting this goal line is because of the Wolfsburg sort of 5 out of 6 unders.
So we're going over 2.75 goals. It's the Asian line minus 139. Steve's two-unit play. Let's get to Daniele's best bet, Frosinone Milan, which is Saturday at midday. Frosinone plus 430, Milan minus 177. The draw plus 340. Milan have got overs a lot, both over 2.5 and 3.5. And Daniele, you have played Milan overs to very good effect over the course of the last few shows, but they're not as big as they have been when it comes to those fancy lines. You've gone a little bit safer when it comes to your two-unit play.
I'm going to go over 2.75 goals, minus 127, because it's a two-units pick. And I'm pretty sure this is going to be a game with at least 3 goals. Well, Milan have got the second-best attack in the league, 43 goals, only 7 less than Inter. Scored 22 times in the last 9 league games. The likes of Loftus-Cheek, of course, Giroud, Jovic, Okafor, they're all popping up with the goals. So no problems there, really, in the scoring department. But we also have to say that Milan instability at the back and the fact they're missing Kalulu, Tomori and Thiaw makes them very, very fragile. They also struggle a lot to control games played at slow tempo. And that's why away from home, they conceded 18 goals, only kept 3 away clean sheets. So when they take the lead, they can't quite slow the game down. They seem to be able to play only when the backs are against the wall. And now come Frosinone, only 2 clean sheets in the league, highest percentage of over 2.5 goals in Serie A, 68%. They scored 20 times at home at the Benito Stirpe, same goals as Milan. So they are very, very prolific. In the last game against Cagliari, they managed to turn it around. They're quick, they're young, they're like a Sule, Caio Jorge, Barrenechea. They're going to cause Milan some problems. But can you believe Frosinone will keep a clean sheet this season? I don't think they will. Again, and you know, both teams have got a very healthy lead on the teams that are pursuing them. Milan plus 12 on Fiorentina, Frosinone plus 5 on the drop. I think they're going to go for it. I think they're going to be goals. Over 2.75 goals, minus 127 for me.
Will, in our WhatsApp group, you suggested that this one might have been one of your picks if it wasn't for Daniele getting there first.
Yeah, Daniele beat me to the punch with this one. I really like the overs here. I really like overs in general in Frosinone games. So I think it's a great play. Yeah, I fully support it.
At current odds, minus 127, it is the two-unit play from Daniele Frosinone. All those young players, a lot on loan, of course, from some very big clubs. And they're going well on the odd occasion. They've had a bit of an upswing, as Daniele has pointed out recently. Let's get to Will's best bet. First pick on the show, we go to La Liga and Real Betis against Getafe. Betis here at minus 112, Getafe plus 335, the draw plus 235 here. Spain to Myers has been a little bit of an unders league, and definitely since the turn of the year. We are going overs again, but we're not looking at that higher Asian line, but a slightly lower one, Will. But the odds are bigger than the two plays that we've had so far. Talk us through your bet.
Yeah, I like the overs. The line is over 2.25 and the price is plus 100. So it's quite attractive price as well. You're right. If you'd have been backing unders so far in the Liga this season, you would be in profit. But I don't think you'd be in profit backing unders in Getafe games. We have spoken about Getafe before and about the kind of evolution of their style of play. They're much more attack minded, particularly this season. You can see it in the data. Back in the 2021-22 season, there was average XG, total XG of 2.05 per game. In last season, that rose to 2.26. And this season, it's risen much further to 2.6. So Getafe, I still think the market is kind of caught in this mindset that Getafe are a defensive unders team, and they're really not. They've scored in 10 of 13 away in all comps so far this season. 17 of their 22 La Liga games have seen at least 2 goals. And that kind of the data is evidenced even further by the kind of weapons they have at their disposal. Like in the offseason, they brought in Mason Greenwood, controversially on loan from Manchester United. 4 goals, 4 assists in his 14 starts. He's formed a very potent dual threat with Borja Mayoral, who's been a revelation this season, 14 goals in 20 starts. I can really see them troubling this Real Betis defense, which is probably still going to be without Chadi Riyad, who was away until recently at the AFCON. Betis, they've generated 31.95 XG, conceded 30.95 XG across their 22 La Liga games this season. Those are high numbers. They're not really reflected in their goals scored and goals conceded metrics yet. All things considered, I quite like the both teams to score, yes, at plus money, plus 102 in this game as well. But I think there's slightly more value in the over 2.25 line. I would not want to be backing unders and hoping for one goal or less for a full return on my stake.
Well, is it not, can I ask something? Is it not a little bit risky to go for Getafe, considering they are playing tonight against Real Madrid? So they got a game in hand. Anything can happen. Also, I mean, they are close to sell Unal to Bournemouth, score 14 for them. I mean, do you see them maybe? I mean, your reasoning sounds absolutely perfect, but I mean, there are two big variables here. No?
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Getafe are playing tonight. They're playing in a local derby against Real Madrid. I'm expecting them to rotate tonight, to be honest. I'm expecting, you know, Unal was top scorer last season. He's not been featuring that much this season. He was out injured for quite a long time. I think Borja Mayoral is a much more important player for them. I wouldn't be surprised if he rests tonight. Mason Greenwood could also potentially rest as well. So I think they'll prioritise this game at the weekend against Real Betis. I think they'll see it as a better chance to pick up 3 points. And so hopefully we'll see a full strength and firing on all cylinders, Getafe.
You know why I think this goal line is what it is? And I don't really follow Getafe as much as you do, Will, but this is a kind of a lesson across the whole of the world at times. It's just on reputation. Everyone sees, even in my own head, someone mentions the word Getafe to me and I'm thinking, hell, boring, negative football. But it has changed this year. And I think that's where a narrative sort of that's been you know, quite a public one for a few years, when it's changed, you can get on top of it and you can profit from it.
100%. Yeah, 100%. I think bettors are also they suffer often from recency bias. And I think this kind of unders trend in La Liga, everybody now wants to be on unders in La Liga, including the bookmakers themselves. The lines get set low. This 2.25 line is low for a Getafe team. And I guarantee you, if you backed Getafe over 2.25 in every game this season, you'd be in profit. So yeah, I totally agree.
Even money, 2.25 goal line on the Asian handicap line for Real Betis against Getafe. We have got two huge games this weekend across the continent, one in Italy and one in Spain, and we'll get the views of the boys on the two games next. Sunday, 2:45 Eastern, San Siro. Inter against Juventus is the first we're going to look at here, and it does include Daniele's second pick for the challenge as well. Inter are minus 122, Juve a plus 260, the draw plus 350 here. Daniele, just before we get your play, is this a title decider, or is it one that only Juve have to win? Inter a minus 400 here, Juventus plus 275, just in terms of the title race. What's your view on that?
The opposite, Dan. I think it's a match ball for Inter. This is a game that Inter must win to make sure that Juventus is pushed away. And when it comes to the Champions League, Inter have got enough lead so they can rotate and rest players. Juventus are exactly where they wanted to be at the beginning of the season. In touching distance, they're slightly more rested. They invested a little bit of money now on the January transfer market. If they get a result from the San Siro, their confidence is going to be boosted. Inter needs to avoid making the mistake they did in the reverse fixture when they had the ball a lot but didn't threaten Juventus.
Be interesting to see how the market moves depending on the results when it comes to the prices for this Scudetto. As regards your play, Daniele, your second pick for the challenge, talk us through it.
Both teams to score plus 102, and that goes maybe against the logic and against the number, because if you look at the standings, you say, well, these are the two teams with the best defense in Serie A, for 10 goals conceded by Inter, 13 by Juventus, and also two of the teams that kept the most clean sheets so far. But given the importance of the game and given the form of some of the players that will play in this game, Vlahovic, 6 goals in the last 4, Lautaro, 2 goals in 2, we know he's a streaky striker and he's using with confidence, as well as Ildiz from Juve, the returns of Rabiot, Chiesa for Juventus, and Çalhanoğlu and Barella from suspension. So everything suggests it's going to be a much more open and less cagey affair than what we saw in November, but also there are the underlying expected goal metrics. Both have overperformed defensively. In particular, Inter should have conceded 8 more goals. So they got the 4th expected goal against positive difference. And I know this might sound very, very boring. I'm going to simplify it for you. Verona and Fiorentina missed 2 penalties apiece, a penalty apiece in the last 3 games. Inter would have lost 4 points. They were lucky to win in Florence. They didn't deserve to win, but yet they get a great result. I think Inter are going to start on the front foot. They score more than half of the goals at San Siro in the first 45 minutes, but do not underestimate Juventus' character, resilience, the ability to resist under siege. And also, Juve were the only team that took the lead against Inter this season in Serie A. I think we're going to see goals here, both to score plus 102.
Will, what's your thoughts on the big game in Italy this weekend, Inter against Juve? The money line prices look right. Is there any angle in here?
A little bit skinny, but I like Inter to get the win. I think they're by far the best team in Serie A. The underlying metrics do suggest that. And I think a key factor here is the, two of the key Juve players in Rabiot and Chiesa are both coming off injuries. Rabiot's not sure to even make the game. I think Chiesa will probably start on the bench. Yeah. But if they do end up starting, they're two key pieces, and I don't think they're going to be at 100%. I think Inter are the better team. So I see an Inter win.
Inter minus 122, about right, but potentially if you're looking for a bet on the money line. Steve, what's your take on Inter Juve this weekend?
I think it's a really tough game. I had a good look here at every angle. I even looked at cards and things like that. And for me, it would be no bet, actually. So I think sometimes, actually, we've got to be careful when there's a big fixture anywhere, really. We all feel like maybe more inclined to get involved. But sometimes the thing is, I remember a horse racing friend of mine, punter, Beto. You know, he's like, would you rather have a winner of the Cheltenham Gold Cup or of a Class D at Pontefract? And end of the day, it's the same outcome, right, isn't it? So if you don't really like betting on something, then sometimes it's not a bad thing to be no betting. I was drawn to the under 2.25 goal line because it is Juventus, but I think you've got to respect what Daniele is saying here. Yeah, he's the Italian expert. He knows these teams better. He knows the league dynamics better. So let's wait and see. I was actually thinking a draw was a good result for Inter here because they've got a game in hand, but he makes a very good point that maybe they could lose momentum. So
it's not you need to be able to give a sucker punch when you can. And this is the opportunity for Inter. They're in good form, they come in the back of good results, they play at home when they only lost one game this season. They need to win it. Really, the pressure is on Inter.
That is the game in Italy. In Spain, we've got the Madrid derby for you, 3 p.m. on Sunday Eastern Time. Real Madrid minus 143, Atletico Madrid plus 340, draw plus 325 here. 7 points between them when it comes to the standings. Will, this is not as tight as Inter Juve, but for Atleti, they've still got maybe an outside chance of winning La Liga. They're 28-1 for the title. No one really expects them from here on in. But if they've got their own designs on it, it's must win for them, isn't it? I mean, Real Madrid are minus 625, and I presume that most bettors are going to think that's pretty much done and dusted in Real's favour. How do you see the title race?
In terms of the title race, yeah, I think Real Madrid are very, very strong favourites. You know, we've spoken about on the show how we expect Girona to kind of tail off towards the end of the season, and we're looking for opportunities to oppose them. In terms of the title race, yeah, you've got to side with Real Madrid. Atleti rotated last night in the Liga game heavily, so they'll be firing on all cylinders and champing at the bit for this game, as to be expected. But I do quite like a bet in this game, to be honest, Dan.
Come on then, it's Real Madrid short price favourites. Atleti are the outsiders of the three options. What is not an official play, but for those looking for an interest in the Madrid derby, all yours.
It's the over 2.75. I really can't get away from it. We've spoken a lot about Simeone becoming much more attacking since World Cup last season. And if you just look at the previous fixtures between these two this season, 3-1 Atleti win at the Wanda Metropolitano in La Liga, followed by a 5-3 Real win after extra time in the Supercopa, and then recently a 4-2 Atleti win after extra time in Copa del Rey. So it's kind of hard to make a case for under 3, let alone under 2.75. So yeah, I really like the overs here. It's quite short. I think it's minus 129 last time I looked, but I wouldn't put any better off having a go at that.
We like overs. Certainly been plenty of goals in the games between the two so far this season in the various different competitions. Steve, any betting angle for you? Or is it another no bet? You're not allowed two no bets on the spin, by the way, but go on.
This is where I am looking at the cards, Dan. For the prop markets and the cards, over 5.5 at minus 127 with BetRivers, I would be strongly looking at that. The last meeting, there was 12 cards and a 13th if you want to clout Simeone as one of those. Look, this fixture has a history of red cards, a lot of cards, and occasionally you'll get a fixture where it just kind of is a bit tame. But this isn't going to be a tame game, is it? We're at the stage of a season where there's a lot on the line for both sides. There's going to be committed players. There's no actual individual player markets yet for cards, but I might give some opinions towards the closer to the weekend on there. But this might be a game that doesn't finish 11 versus 11, Dan. So over 5.5 cards would be what I'd be looking at here.
Yeah, we'll have more prices on the BetRivers app and on the BetRivers website after Real Madrid have played. Of course, in midweek, we are recording Thursday lunchtime in the UK. Daniele, have you cashed your net for Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid? Have you had a look at this one? Anything that stands out for you?
Definitely over 2.5 goals. I know Real Madrid is the best defense in La Liga, but no clean sheet in the last six. Atletico likes to play a lot from the back, but they take some risks. So I think Real Madrid will exploit them. But look at Atletico away form this season. Already lost five away games, more than in the all last season when they lost four. And they always conceded in the three away games in the Champions League, just one win. A Feyenoord over 2.5 goals and Real Madrid win, I think you'll get plus money for this.
So we're looking at goals and potentially cards as well in the Madrid derby. Well, the hot dogs this season, very much in profit. It is the shining light of the show. Daniele has been cashing pretty much every single week. It's been the mainstay why he's been winning in the challenges more often than not. We've got three for you this week. We're going to kick off with Steve's play. This is 9:30 on Saturday morning Eastern, and we're at the Bundesliga. Steve, what's your big price runner?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of Daniele's hot dog. It's absolutely sizzling right now, isn't it? the whole year it's been... This section has just found a way to be still in profit, plus 11 units. So, yeah, I'm back in very familiar territory here, Dan. It's a minds game, so you can guess what I'm going on. This was going to be a normal pick. I even nearly had this as the two-unit pick, actually, as under 2.5. But I'm going with under two Asian goals, Mainz against Werder Bremen. There's not really too much else I can add here. I was really annoyed, actually. Last week, I didn't dare go for the under, because Mainz had like 2 weeks off, and I was wondering, you know, maybe they could have worked on something different. But no, it's same old Mainz. They lost 1-0 against Frankfurt. They're not offering, they cannot score goals at all. They've got a big XG underachievement this year, but they do now have the second worst expected goals in Bundesliga. They've only netted 14 times, which is ridiculously low. Nothing's changed. They have acquired Nadim Amiri from Leverkusen, a player who I actually know quite a bit about because Leeds were linked with him in the summer. And we were all wanting to get this lad, but he wanted to stay in Germany, out of favour at Leverkusen. He isn't a bad player on his day, a bit of technical quality, but it might take him some time to settle down. I don't think it's an instant sort of... they're not going to solve their goal-scoring problem suddenly, Mainz. And they only really look like winning a game 1-0. In fact, I actually hope they get on the score sheet here because they'll just probably park the bus and try to defend it. So, I mean, Werder Bremen are the sort of side you can always make a case for Bremen to go over or under. I think you go with the flow with them. It depends on the opposition. If they're playing against, Hoffenheim, it's probably going to go wildly over. But if they face a defensive team, they get sucked into a more cagey battle. So I think that's what will happen here. We're going to get two teams feel each other out. Bremen will be happy with a draw. Mainz can't score goals. So we'll go with a big value shot of under two Asian goals. So if it's two goals exactly, we'll get a push. But I'm looking at 0 or 1 goals here for the full cash. And I've got a feeling Mainz might win. I think they get a 1-0 win here, Dan. They're due a result, get the lead, and then defend stoutly to hold on. So under two Asian goals from it, plus 180. I cashed with this, I think, last time Will was on the show, actually. So hopefully it's a good omen.
What I have noticed with the boys, all of the boys' plays, we sort of set the bar is plus 180 as the lowest that our handicappers can pick. But what I've noticed is that a lot of you are going quite significantly over, and to good effect as well. So the section's been good for us, and the odds are getting ever bigger, including Danielle's and Will's this week. And I'm just to let everybody know, Steve did WhatsApp me last night and did suggest that he had a 12-1, but he's not putting the show. But I'm going to press him for that in a second. Let's get Danielle's hot dog. 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday, obviously in Serie A. What's your big price play, Danielle?
For me, it's Torino Salernitana over 3 goals plus 235. So it gets higher and higher every week. But you know, the logic is this is a long shot. So if you want to have a long shot, you know, something that you maybe can make you win the bet or lose the bet, so it could be the decider. But I decided to go over 3 goals. So there is the Asian line. You might get the money back if it finishes 2-1 each way, which is, by the way, the last 4 results for Salernitana have been 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. They lost all the 4 games, and there is a constant. They gave away penalty. They make silly mistakes. They shoot themselves on the foot. Yes, the fighting spirit for Salernitana is still there. They scored in the last 9 games, and I think against Roma, they had enough chances at least to equalize. And I think they're going to go at least to Torino and there and try the same. Now, Torino, they're in good form, 5 points away from the first place, only lost 1 of the last 8. They're not a high-scoring side. Only 7 out of 21 games have been over 2.5 goals, but they play against the second-worst defense in Serie A in Salernitana. And they got a couple of injuries at the back. Buongiorno is suspended. Ricci probably might not play. So it's a slightly depleted side for Torino. Maybe that would invite Salernitana to be even more brave. Look, this is a long shot. Over 3 goals plus 235. If it finishes 2-1 for Torino, Salernitana need to go to Lourdes and you get your money back.
Plus 235. We go even bigger for Will's play. 12:30 Saturday. We're in Spain for this one. Will, talk us through your big price runner.
Yeah, can't resist this one at plus 240. It's way too big in my mind. It's Alaves versus Barcelona. Alaves at home are plus 240 on the Drono bet line, or the plus 0 Asian handicap. I think it's fair to say it's not a particularly happy camp at Barcelona at the moment, with manager Xavi announcing he'll be leaving at the end of the season and languishing in fourth place in La Liga. They were fortunate to win Wednesday night at home to a fully rotated Osasuna team at home. Osasuna went down to 10 men after 69 minutes. Barca came away with a 1-0 win. Furthermore, they lost yet another attacking piece to injury in that game in Ferran Torres, who won't feature here against Alaves. So that's Ferran Torres out, Rafinha almost certainly out, João Felix out. They'll probably play youngster Fermin in that left forward position. Their injury list is quite staggering. That's at least 5 or 6 starters out now with various ailments. And on a quick turnaround, Wednesday, Saturday, travelling quite a long distance to Alaves. I think Alaves have got a real shot here at getting the win. They've put together quite a solid season so far, generating a positive net XG difference across their 22 La Liga games. They actually won the XG battle away to Barca earlier in the season. They were 1-0 up, should have been 2-0 up. Probably should have won the game, ended up losing it 2-1. They were on the plus 1.75 Asian handicap line that day. They've got a fully fit squad to choose from, and I think they might have the energy here to outlast Barca at home. So all things considered, I wouldn't be surprised to see Alaves get at least a draw here. And so plus 240 on the Asian handicap line seems like a mammoth price to me.
Big price, plus 240. Just on Xavi, Will, do you factor that in anyway? Any, you know, in terms of ratings and stuff? He said he's gonna leave. I mean, how does that affect how you play Barcelona? Does it have any effect? Do you take notice of that? Does it make any sort of impression on ratings and odds for you?
It's definitely a factor in terms of how it factors into my ratings. It's very difficult to kind of come up with a number as to how much to adjust for. If you look at the Klopp situation at Liverpool, I think the consensus is that might fire Liverpool onto potentially winning the league this season and more. With Xavi, I think it could potentially have the opposite effects. It just doesn't seem to be a happy, cohesive camp at Barca at the moment. There seems to be a negative vibe around. The announcement, yes, it wasn't as much of a surprise as the Klopp announcement, that's for sure. But yeah, just I just don't get the feeling it's going to turn itself into a positive for Barca.
Yeah, it's difficult to quantify, certainly from a betting point of view. It really is a feel, as you say, Klopp and Xavi, very, very different circumstances. Steve, what was your 12-1 play that doesn't make the show that would have been that you know it's going to win? You don't, because you've not included it. What was it?
If it does, I would laugh, because I was looking at buying Borussia Mönchengladbach, and Gladbach, they're actually 14-1 with BetRivers to win on the nose. But they're 12-1, draw no bet. So you take the draw no bet. But they have a great history in this fixture of sort of upsetting Bayern. And, you know, I thought about it, but ultimately, you know, I think they're going to need quite a lot of luck to get over the line. But they tend to have it in this game. So I honestly did. It was on the shortlist. I mean, a 12-1 hot dog is maybe pushing it too far.
It would have been the biggest of dogs.
If they're going to get the win, they're going to have to score like six times, though, surely.
I don't think so. I think Bayern are missing way too many chances at the moment. If you look at the numbers that they're putting up, Will, they're just in a phase where they're not converting their opportunities at all. And I don't like that about teams. Someone will come back and say, oh, they're due a massive win. I just feel it like they're in a phase where Bayern, where they're just scraping over the line a little bit. But they will be boosted by Leverkusen dropping points last week, which also put me off a little bit. And they might want to, yeah, they will obviously they'll take that back seriously because they've had problems against them before.
Yeah, they've got the Leverkusen game coming up as well, haven't they?
Yeah, next weekend, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, that's another intangible, isn't it? What did Leverkusen do? And we were talking about it last week, Steve, weren't we? Thought would you even have touched Leverkusen after that news broke about Klopp, because suddenly there's so much focus on Xavi Alonso, and I guess in hindsight, it was one to leave alone, was it, Steve? Do you think, or not?
Look, Gladbach played a defensive strategy for the first time ever. Like, I've never seen them play that way. So, like, you can't forecast that. And they rode their luck. The XG numbers were high, but I never really felt Leverkusen were going to score. Gladbach defended the best they've ever defended in the last calendar year. So, fair play to them.
We continue with picks in the Bundesliga with Steve, his second pick of the show, Bochum against Augsburg here. Bochum are favourites at +110, Augsburg +230, and we're looking at goals once more, Steve.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, we've hardly got a money line play at all, have we, on any teams in this show? It's goals either over or under or whatever. And it's over for me here, over 2.75. Just a match, I think, is going under the radar a bit. No one's really looking at it. It's a good clash of styles. I think both are quite offensive. You know, your boys, Bochum, are going really well at home recently. Fair, they've got a great record.
Told you,
quite offensive-minded. They've got goals in them. They're still underperforming offensively, but they've got goals in them. I think one of the reasons the goal line's a little bit low is because the Japanese international, Takuma Asano, is on Asian Cup duty. He's one of their top scorers, so that could be a factor. But Augsburg, for me, are quite a good watch. You know, they generally approach most games the same way. They don't really adapt too much. Gave Bayern a good run for the money last week. You know, in Demirovic, they've got a player who you would hang your hat on to score goals. It's 10 goals and half a dozen assists as well. So, I'm not going to go too far into detail here. But the numbers support it. I think the style of both teams support it. Also, I think there's not much pressure on both. They're about 10 points above the drop zone. And this could be the sort of game, I'm almost thinking of one of RJ's ladder bets here. This could be one of them wild, like, three-all games in the Bundesliga throws up. I noticed over 4.5 goals was +500. I'm not saying to go that high, but I think this could kick off into something quite spectacular. So, Bochum Augsburg over 2.75 goals -114. As long as there's three goals, we'll actually make a profit of some sort.
Yeah, all of the sort of first and second picks are all overs. You're absolutely right, because we get to Will's second. Girona against Real Sociedad here. Girona +112, Real Sociedad +250. Larreal have been the graveyard for pretty much everyone this season, Will, when we've played them on the Champions League show and La Liga. And I don't think anyone's got them right. I like your play because I backed them in this market last week. I didn't win. But you've got overs again here. Go on.
Has anyone actually won on a Real Sociedad
game? One win. RJ, I think, got a winner at some point. Probably Champions League. But we've lost like 10 out of 11.
Was it a prop for RJ?
It's a shocking record, genuinely.
Yeah, well, we go again anyway. It's a matchup between one extremely attacking high offensive output team in Girona and a much more defensive, as we found out to our peril, Real Sociedad. Mm-hmm. If you look at the metrics, Girona's averaging 3.28 total XG per game, Real Sociedad 2.41. We've seen 77 goals across Girona's 22 La Liga games so far this season, which is an average of 3.5. That's the highest in La Liga. And we're looking at a goal line of 2.5. Over 2.5 is -103. It's an attractive price. It's going to be a case of which team will be able to impose their style more effectively on the other. And I'm betting it'll be Girona here. I think it's the fact of the matter is it's almost impossible to drag Girona into a cagey defensive affair, particularly at home. The numbers show that. And subsequently, you won't. It's not often you'll see an over-under line of 2.5 in a Girona game. I just fancy them to drag Real Sociedad into a high-paced attacking contest, especially if they manage to get on the score sheet early. It could turn into the kind of 4-1 we saw at home to Sevilla a few weeks ago. Another factor that's quite interesting here is Real Sociedad have a really, really, really important Copa del Rey semi-final first leg coming up on Tuesday. They may have one eye on that. And for that reason, I also quite like Girona on the -0.25 Asian handicap line. I know we've previously spoken about how we'll be looking to take on Girona later in the season. Mm. And we've been hoping for the markets to kind of get a bit carried away with them. But I don't think they have so far. And they are quite attractive on the -0.25 Asian here. One other thing I'd like to mention in regards to this game, and particularly this pick, is there has been strong money coming for Real Sociedad unders so far this season, for good reason. There has been big money coming for Girona overs at the same time. But I've got just an inkling of a feeling that we might see some money at some point for unders in this game. And so I'm not sure I'd necessarily advise it, but I wouldn't put bettors that want to roll the dice off waiting for a bigger price on this. Maybe come closer to kickoff time, we might see some plus money on this over 2.5 line. And at that point, I think it would be a really great bet.
Good bet enough, though, at -103 shade, yeah. Minus money here for Will's second pick. Same game parlays. Really unlucky not to cop all three last week. I thought Daniele's was good and we were scuppered on that one. Steve's thankfully managed to cash on Monday night. I thought James was unlucky as well in France. But we've got three again for you here, and they are all in Serie A. 9 a.m. Sunday. Daniele, you are first up here. This is Napoli versus Verona, and you've got three elements to your same game parlay.
To make it up to +215, I had to go for Napoli win over 1.5 goals in the game and Kvaratskhelia over 1.5. shots on target. Now, Napoli have been scoreless in 7 out of the last 10 games, 3 wins in the last 9. So the metamorphosis from a Spalletti team to a Walter Mazzarri team is pretty much completed. They don't play a very attractive style of football, but they concede very, very little. 2 clean sheets in the last 3, and they kept Inter at bay, even playing against 11 men, 10v11 for over 40 minutes. But now they get back Kvaratskhelia, who, by the way, was suspended last Sunday, and they got Verona's top goal scorer. Yes, because they both Gonj, who is still Verona top goal scorer, with 6 goals. And Verona have been the biggest sliding doors of Serie A. 12 players sold, 11 players arrived. It will take time for them to get used to that, but they need to do it quickly if they want to avoid relegation. Look, Napoli have been poor this season. At home, they've lost 6 games in all competition, but they also got the biggest negative expected goal difference. So they should have at least 5 points more in the table based on expected goals. They even missed 29 big chances, 10 of which with Kvaratskhelia, who is also 7th in Serie A for shots on target. So he obviously is not for lack of trying, he's for lack of precision, but I think against this heroic, stoic Verona, I think they should be able to win. And if you look at Verona's recent records against top teams away, they lost by 1 goal against Roma, Inter, Fiorentina, Juve, Milan, even before they started selling everyone. So I think they're going to lose. They're going to be at least over 1.5 goals. And Kvaratskhelia, not necessarily score, but is, at least he's going to give it a good shot, actually over 1.5 shots on target, +215.
Two very different strategies for the same game parlay from our challengers this week, because Daniele's gone big, obviously, +215, hot dog territory. But Will And this is a fairly typical Will White sort of double, if you like, same game double, because you're looking to squeeze a little bit more value out of a certain fixture. We're going to stick with Serie A, and this is Saturday, 2:45 Eastern. This is Bologna-Sassuolo. Will, talk us through this.
Yeah, the reason I've gone with this one is because I really wanted to squeeze in a Bologna play, and I really want to oppose Sassuolo. So we're coming in at odds at -107, not as big a price as Daniele's, but the Bologna win and under 4.5 goals comes in at -107. Very attractive price, in my opinion. I've said it before, I really like this Bologna team. They're quietly putting together a really cohesive, strong squad with some talented young players, the likes of Xerxes, Lewis Ferguson, Alexis Saliamakers on loan from AC Milan. And I think this is a great opportunity to get them on side at an attractive price after some patchy form. I think that's the reason why we're seeing this this price. Whilst it's true they're winless in four, I think this is at least partly down to them having been missing some of their key players through injury and suspension. The likes of Xerxes, Saliamakers, Orsolini have all missed games recently, but they should all be fit to start here. They're very formidable at home. They've won 7 of 10 so far this season in Serie A, including wins against the likes of Atalanta, Roma, Torino and Lazio. I think it's fair to say Sassuolo are not of the same quality of those teams. They've lost 7 of 11 away in Serie A this season, and they're really struggling after the loss of their talismanic captain, Domenico Berardi, through injury. The Bologna win on its own comes in at -137. By adding the under 4.5 in the same game parlay, we get the price up to -107. Sassuolo's last 8 games have all featured fewer than 4 goals, and Bologna's 21 games in Serie A so far this season have all seen under 4.5 goals cop. So Bologna win under 4.5 goals.
Daniele Berardi is a big miss, isn't he? We've talked about him an awful lot over the last couple of years. He's such a good player.
Without Berardi, Sassuolo this season, 5 defeats and only 2 goals scored. The 5 defeats also for Sassuolo in the last 6. They beat Inter, Juventus and Fiorentina. They are 5 points adrift from relegation. It's inexplicable. I think Bologna are going to win.
Monday, 2:45 Eastern, Serie A action, Roma against Cagliari. And Steve, your same game parlay featured Roma on Monday night last week. You've gone to the well again.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun discussing that game on Monday night, didn't we, Dan, behind the scenes? Do you know, I just thought, you know, I won with this pick last week. Over 2.5 goals in both teams to score. Yes, it's +150 in this particular fixture now. And, you know, I won with it last week, so I thought, let's stick with a hot hand. You know, what's the big takeaway from that Salernitana-Roma game? Well, for me, I thought Roma were very, very lucky first half not to be losing. They're outplayed. And, you know, if Salernitana hadn't had that, I was going to use a more offensive word, but they didn't have that Simi up front who was missing chances left, right and centre. He was useless in that game, wasn't he? They could have been 2 down. And, you know, obviously Roma have got quality. In the end, they managed to find a way through. And I think the defence is gettable. And I just wonder if Claudio, you know, if Cagliari come here and realise that. I just hope they don't come and play for a 0-0 draw, which is possible because I guess a point's good for them. But anyone can recognise this Roma defence is there for the taking right now. The new manager, it's very hard for him to install any new system yet. He just wants results, you know. They just want to get the win on the board. And I am not convinced that Roma will win any match to nil right now. So that's why I think there's some value in it. The hardest part of the bet is obviously to get Cagliari to score a goal, but hopefully they can nick one somewhere. They'll get some chances. Will they take them? You know, set pieces could be a thing for them here. So, but you know me, Dan, I do like to sort of ride a hot hand, and I got some good vibes from that game. I've been watching Roma a lot since the manager change, and yeah, +150, I'll swing my arm again here. Both teams score, yes, and over 2.5 goals.
Daniele, your thoughts on this one? I mean, you mentioned Salernitana previously, and as Steve did there, I think we all thought that maybe they could have got something from the Roma game. I mean, Daniele De Rossi has come out and suggested that, look, we've got to play quicker. It's not quite working. It's not exactly what he wants from his team just yet. And maybe Cagliari can take advantage and nick a goal there.
Well, they could. Roma, but have such a good record at home. They scored in the last 25 home games, and more than half of Dybala's goal with Roma have come at the Olympicos. Yeah, definitely going to come out fighting and scoring, playing with El Shaarawy, Lukaku, Dybala, and Pellegrini. You know, something is going to happen. With Cagliari, it is true, they got the second highest percentage of both to score in Serie A, 64% behind Frosinone. Away from home, they never got trashed, apart from that 3-0 defeat in Florence, but they're without Oristanio, Shomudorov, and Luvumbu, three of their best attackers. We'll see. It could be an old-fashioned Roma win, 2-0, 1-0. By the way, Daniele De Rossi, three games in charge, including a friendly in Saudi Arabia, 3-2-1 wins. So, yeah, he would have won the bet every three times.
Yeah, well, let's hope that is the case again when Roma take on Cagliari on Monday evening. Now then, the picks look fairly similar, Steve, until we get to the same game parlay here. I mean, the ones that I think are questionable, and obviously the guys know an awful lot more than me, but I would, because it's Real Sociedad, I've got a slight sort of time form squiggle next to that one. And Napoli, I can't get with at all this season. I think maybe Will might nick it this week. What are your thoughts?
Well, do you know what? It's hard to oppose Daniele. The form.
It is hard to oppose Daniele.
The pick
he's
that
fine.
Interests me the most, I'll tell you which pick interests me the most on this show, and that was Will's hot dog. He's going against his own team in Spain. But and that is a big statement, because Will White, we know he's a big Barcelona man. For him to actually think that's going to happen, yeah, that really stuck in my head. So, you know, that's you really are not high on Barca right now, are you, Will?
No, I'm not. No, it pains me to say it, but I've got to put my wallet before my heart on this one. And yeah.
Are you confident, Daniele, you're going to win for the sixth time on the spin?
I don't know, but I think he will a lot. I'm more confident on the same game parlay. I think my hot dog is a bit of a risk, but I think it will a lot depend on the Inter-Juventus game. I think that could probably swing it for me.
Could do. It's going to be interesting to see. There's no doubt there's some really good picks, as ever. We do a good week, aren't we, listeners, watchers, because we've been a little bit below over the course of the last few. We are very hopeful. Steve, Daniele and Will, thanks for your company. Good luck to one and all. We will keep everyone updated, of course, across our Twitter feeds this weekend. That is a wrap for Betting Weekly Extra Time European show. I'll be back with Steve next week, as will one of Daniele or Will, who will be up against American handicapper RJ, back on the show, and stay across all of the Bet Rivers content this weekend via @BecauseWeWin. From all of us for now, though, it is goodbye.
Oh.
See ya.